The recorder's rolling. May I please have your name and title?
My name is Toni Prahl. I'm a Senior Historic Preservation Specialist with the Missouri Department of Transportation.
Toni, thank you for your time. And what's going on right now is that the Department of Transportation is offering an opportunity for an individual or an organization to relocate and reuse a bridge. Now, can you tell us what bridge it is and why it's important to preserve it and how people can get involved?
Sure. We are offering a bridge over the Fishing River in the town of Mosby, and it is a historic bridge, which is why we're offering it for relocation. It is a pony truss. It's a worn pony truss, and it's eligible for the National Register of Historic Places. And so we're hoping that some party or parties may be interested in relocating the bridge to help preserve it.
And the party or the person or the group that wants to do this, is the cost split between them and the Department of Transportation? Who will pay for this?
Well, generally, the way it's been working lately is we're offering the bridge free of charge, which means someone will take the bridge, but the free bridge doesn't include free shipping. That's been asked. The transportation costs and the relocation costs involved would be the party who takes the bridge's responsibility. So we would offer the bridge for reuse at another location. And most of the time, these bridges, even though they're historic, they still have life left in them, but maybe not necessarily in the same capacity they've been serving. So we're hoping that they can be adapted and reused with a lighter load and still have a future. And so it's up to the organization or group or individual taking the bridge to get it relocated to its new home. And that would be at their expense. But we do offer the bridge free, meaning you can, you know, reuse the trusses, but you just have to figure out how to get it to where it needs to be and then fund that project as well.
Now, will the party that takes the bridge, will they have to provide, like, a plan for it or, you know, proof that they are going to reuse everything and keep it the way it is?
Yes and no. We have a proposal that we ask, a proposal guideline or proposal checklist that we ask anyone interested in, you know, considering taking or adopting this bridge to submit to us. It's, you know, the proposal has to be prepared by the entity submitting it, but it doesn't have to follow any particular, you know, format. We just have a checklist there that helps them identify various topics so we can understand how they intend to reuse it. And we would like to see these historic bridges, because of their historical significance, preserved so that the character of the bridge is still part of the bridge and it retains its integrity. And therefore, future generations can enjoy it, you know, the way it was designed and the way it was, you know, meant to be, you know.
And I see this was built 81 years ago, 1933. Is that correct?
Yes, 1933 for this particular bridge, right.
And how can people find out more about this? Where do they go to find information if they are really interested in getting this bridge? Where do they go? Where do they go? Who do they call?
Okay, well, they can call us. They can call me at MoDOT. I'm in the Jefferson City office in the Historic Preservation Unit. And that's part of the design division here at the central office in Jefferson City. And my number is 573-526-3598. They can go online and check out our Free Bridges website, which is modot.org/freebridges, or they can just Google Free Bridges MoDOT and they'll probably pop up. And we look forward to hearing from people. We hope that people will think of creative ways to use the bridge. Lately, a trend has been to put them on trails so they can provide recreational use. We're trying to relocate one in Kansas City right now to another community where it will be incorporated into their recreational trail.
Well, Toni, this sounds like a very interesting preservation project, and we're definitely going to get the word out for you. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about this bridge in particular?
There's something a little unusual about it. Sometimes people might recognize the Warren Trust form. It kind of looks like a series of W's on the side, which is a way to kind of remember the Warren Truss design. But in this particular example, the sides are mismatched. So they're not, and that's intentional, but it's not necessarily a symmetrical design, which makes this bridge a little unusual. If you look closely at the patterns, you can see they are not exactly the same on both sides. So that's one reason this bridge is unique and why it's eligible for the National Register.
Absolutely. I would see where a history buff or definitely another preservationist, a private collector, would definitely look at something like this.
Exactly.
Well, Toni Prahl, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate your interest, and thanks for your help promoting the bridge.